Dr. Onodera, thank you very much for your time. Firstly, the Japanese government is now stepping up to prevent possible imports of beef or beef products from cattle infested with the so-called mad cow disease, especially after the panic that hit the European continent last fall. Could you tell us about it?
Yeah, mad cow disease was, in the former word, it's called bovine spongiform encephalopathy. But anyway, we are always talking this kind of disease or mad cow disease. Because this kind of disease happened 15 years ago in the United Kingdom. I think this kind of disease is caused by animal feeding. I'm saying contaminated animal feeding. Since then, about 180,000 cars slaughtered in the United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, in the last 10 years, some cars, not only in the United Kingdom, but also in such other European countries, such kind of France or Germany or Spain or Portugal, I think there are some cars are also slaughtered because of mad cow disease. Anyway, after your car got this kind of sickness, car gets some such kind of paralyzed and such kind of exciting, and finally they cannot eat anything, and then they are dying. Once car got sickness, we don't have any treatment to cure such kind of cows.
It's also very contagious.
It is also very contagious, but I think it's also contagious between cows. Well, because that is contagious through the animal feeding.
Oh, I see.
I think at this time, Japan's government banned the import animal feeding or beef products or beef from European countries. But we are still trying to survey about such kind of, if there is this kind of disease is happening in Japan or not. We are, every year, we are checking very carefully among 2,000 cows. But at this time, we don't find out anything in Japan. And also, I think in Japanese country, there demanding some British exporter or European exporter to give us some certificate. This kind of cow or this kind of beef or this kind of milk comes from is BSE free or mad cow disease free animals or free farms.
Right, and I guess there are many processed beef products such as ham or gelatin or whatnot. So all these products should be certified when they're imported to Japan.
We are demanding to the European exporters about this kind of certificates.
I see.
Yes.
Now, you have explained to us what a mad cow disease is, but what is its links with the Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease?
Of course, I think mad cow disease, animal disease until 5 years ago. But unfortunately, in 1996, there is 10 cases of human types of mad cow disease. That is an informal word, is a variant form Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease happened to among 10 British peoples. But so many people, this kind of human type of mad cow disease comes from some kind of food, especially until 10 years ago. In the British countries, people are eating not only beef, but also such kind of brain or such kind of lymphoid organs or intestine from the animals. So many people think such kind of human types of mad cow disease comes from the contaminated food from mad cow disease.
You said many people think. So does that mean that there has been no conclusive link established yet?
Not yet, but many people are just suspecting, I think, this kind of links between cow and humans. especially there is some scientific proof this kind of disease agent. We are saying that the prion agent comes from cow to humans. Because there is one or two more experiments. Because we are isolating prion agent from mad cow disease cow.
Mm-hmm.
And also we have prion agent from human type of mad cow disease. And then we injected some agent to laboratory animals, such as mouse. Then mouse get murine type of mad cow disease.
Mm-hmm.
And then we compare the animal isolated inoculated mice and human isolated inoculated mouse. Then murine type of mad cow disease completely the same thing. So mm-hmm. That's the reason why I think there is such an animal type prion agent transmitted to human type of mad cow disease through the animal feeding.
So there's an organism that causes DSC, which also causes a new variant of the felt yak of disease. Now, the mad cow disease spread in Europe after cattle were fed livestock feed made from cattle meat or bones, as you have mentioned, Doctor. Mm-hmm. Do you believe there will be a similar occurrence in Japan, or has this already happened?
Fortunately, there is no mad cow disease in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the Japanese government or Ministry of Agriculture, we are surveying about 2,000 cows every year. And then if there is any kind of disease, and we are also trying to isolate such kind of agent from cows in the Japanese livestock, but we never find out this kind of isolation. So last 10 years, so I think this time, I think the Japanese beef is completely safe, I think.
But we have seen incidents of scrapies disease in sheep in Hokkaido and stuff.
Hokkaido or some other place, there is some scrapie. I think we can see one case of scrapie in every 2 years. But I think many people think, British mad cow disease agent is a very special type of agent. And, of course, and also we have some comparing experiment. So we are injecting Japanese scrapie agent to mouse. Then we looked at some kind of disease in mouse. Fortunately, such a scrapie agent infected mouse is quite different from mad cow disease agent infected mouse. So I think Japanese agent is quite different from United Kingdom agent, I think.
Very good to know. Now, consumer concerns against food safety has been increasing in recent years in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So are you saying that there is no reason to panic over a possible spread of mad cow disease here in Japan?
I'm saying Japanese beef is quite safe. Not only beef, also beef products, and also milk products, cheese or butter is quite safe. But I think, sometimes I think it's 6 years ago. I think the European countries it's exporting some kind of beef such materials to the Japanese companies to use for such kind of Medicaid. For the drug.
Mm-hmm.
But I think even 6 years ago, they are heating such kind of beef products. Well, such kind of gelatin or some other kind of collagen.
Mm-hmm.
Or something. They are heating to 100 Celsius degree or up something, sometimes 1,000 Celsius degree. So in that conditions, mad cow disease agent is completely destroyed. So there is no problem about not only such kind of food, but also some kind of medicate too.
Of course, most of our listeners live abroad.
Mm-hmm.
How can they prevent themselves from concerning the threats inflicted with the mad cow disease?
I think, of course, many such kind of people are traveling all over the world, and when they are going to such a restaurant, they can see some kind of beef in the menu.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they can eat beef, they can see beef such kind of in the French restaurant or German restaurant or in European countries.
Mm-hmm.
But if you eat linear beef, I think that is completely safe. Well, maybe I think, as I said earlier, such in the United Kingdom, I think mad cow disease agent was transmitted by some meat, such kind of beef or beef materials.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be a good idea to avoid the meat beef materials. Of course, I think such kind of milk or butter or cheese is completely safe in all over the world.
So again, there is absolutely no need to panic, no matter where you live.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Now, finally, diseases caught from animals are definitely on the increase around the world.
Yes.
How could we best prevent this from happening?
Well, I think this is science and developing, especially genetic engineering, is developing year by year. We have nice genetic engineering technique to isolate some kind of disease agent or some kind of virus or some kind of cause of disease. So I think this year, I think we are developing very sensitive techniques to isolate a mad cow disease agent in the European countries.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason I think last year it's suddenly mad cow disease cases increased.
Mm-hmm.
That is because of such kind of development of isolation technique. So, but if we develop this kind of such genetic engineering technique, or immunological, very sensitive immunological detection technique, then we can isolate such kind of agent very easily. Then we can prevent this kind of agent from transmission to animal to human or between humans.
Well, I'm glad to know that, and I certainly hope that governments and different institutions will act quickly
mm-hmm.
to prevent such diseases mm-hmm. from being passed on to human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, Dr. Onodera.
You are welcome. It's my pleasure.